Microphone Masters Radio, we are back. This is episode number 3. I am one of your hosts. My name is Jay Love, and on the other side,
my name happens to be Blaze Rock.
And we have a full show for you, so you know, we usually like to try to do some different things to try to keep you in tune, but we have our first official conversation, Blaze. How you feel about that, man?
You know what, man? The only thing I could think that would be greater than the conversation we have this particular time would be if the Cardinals were in the playoffs right now. That's about it. Otherwise, you can get no better than Microphone Masters. A conversation with a very, very dope MC. And the simple presence of being on Dub CNN. I mean, come on, dude. It gets no better than that.
You know, and without further ado, I mean, we're going to get to it in just a little bit, but it's Killer Mike. So for y'all that don't know about Killer Mike, you got to put yourself up on game. So we're definitely going to be enjoying that. I'm going to bring it to you in two parts here to really keep you in tune. But without further ado, I mean, it's Black History Month.
Black History.
So one of the things that I wanted to do is to bring, you know, part of one of the topics that we're going to have is to really just talk about what artist or what producers or what personality in hip hop really kind of has changed the game, to be corny in this sense, that kind of stick out. And I'm going to bring up one person and you're going to say, dang, Jay, you might balk at me. You might try to throw some stones at your boy's head.
Okay.
Speaking of throwing stones, without further ado, this track has been talked about a lot. I know you always up on stuff.
Everybody down. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we're going to go into Slaughterhouse. Everybody
Slaughterhouse!
Down. It's my boy Rocky Tirade. He's out here in Arizona with Break Shit. So we're going to go into that. No further ado. It's Microphone Masters Radio, Dub CNN Radio, DubCNN.com. Let's get to it.
Slaughterhouse up in this bitch. Get your bitch nickel quick. Joey Crook, you know we shut everybody down. Bitches ain't no club hit. This ain't for no bitches. This a motherfucking stick up quick. Everybody down. I'm about to rob the hardest nigga out here, yes, I'm on my Joker shit. I keep a Heath Ledger for the Joker fit. I don't play the hand, I'm dumb. I don't gamble, I just keep a fofo clip. Full of bullets that resemble poker chips. I'm soda shit, bitches jumping on my poker stick. Slaughterhouse, you know we sit, everybody down. Take your bitch, same bitch you wake up with. Make a trick till her fucking thighs hurt. Mama, if your pussy wet, shouldn't have a dry purse. Call me Ryan Rhinoplasty, I will augment your ass if you mess with God's work. When it come to drama, fighting second, homicides first. I don't look for drama, drama follows me, so why search? Everybody, everybody, we gon' need you quiet. Slaughter got a message, everybody go. I'm a cheddar getter, you a teller, I don't care, whatever. I'm just scared of witnesses. I'm the illest in here, bring your pen and pad and we'll compare the sicknesses. Where the fuck the ruler at so we can measure sentences? I am better than I ever been, never been better. I don't follow trends, I set trends for the trendsetters. Nickel. Slaughterhouse up in this bitch, get your bitch nickel quick. Joey Crook, you know we shut everybody down. Bitches ain't no club hit, this ain't for no bitches. Just a motherfucking stick up quick, everybody down.
Now, the drive-by.
First I pull up on your block, let my entire torch off. Spit fire, burn down your empire's boardwalk. Bitch, I am out, then my rim tire tore off. Porsche hit the wall, then my pill high, it wore off. Crawled out, grabbed a new banana clip. Lacerations on my face, travel agent shit, I still plan a trip. Ran up on the first nigga who had a whip. Either die a hero or abandon ship. Get out your car, nigga. I could kill you now, fuck a witness. I'm all about my business, you all about your bitchness. And I ain't about to slow down. You oughta ask your daughter about fuck. Walking around with slaughter, you bound to go. I'ma disappear when you meet the Lord. I'ma be aboard a G4 to Singapore with me and more. Or bring a whore to be a slaw. Either or, we ignore casualties of war. You can meet the floor now. Slaughterhouse up in this bitch, get your bitch nickel quick. Joey Crook, you know we shut everybody down. Bitches ain't no club hit, this ain't for no bitches. This a motherfucking stick up quick, everybody down.
Fuck the money, fuck the wealth, fuck your label, fuck your lyrics, you'll sit on a fucking shelf. Live or so, if I ain't in the topic of the top, then the discussion fell. Tell a bitch that this dick ain't gon' suck itself. Nigga, I ain't a rapper, I'm a mercenary. Every verse I bury, some will blame it on the perks I carry. Been in disguise when I failed or I lost, but they won't know I'm a god until I'm nailed on the cross. And these rappers is a mess, sad if this they best. Magnum to their chest, they can piss me, it won't matter what they say. They just rhyme, I just climb on the ladder to success. And I'm even bringing some niggas that would rather me with less. My advice for the fuckboys, make some hard improvements. Career to stand still, how you gonna start a movement? Quarter house the gang, take part in what we doing. Nigga, steamrolled over, nigga, part in the intrusion.
Slaughterhouse up in this bitch, get your bitch, nickel quick. Joey Crook, you know we shut everybody down. Bitch, this ain't no club hit, this ain't for no bitches. This a motherfucking stick up quick, everybody down.
Rubber band rap, twist a drop a can cap, pop a Zantac, everybody faithful, I ain't fucking around. Uppercut a clown for being playful, pay homie with a frown. I don't think y'all understand the magnitude. Mathematical, radical equations are easy to solve for. I'm the square root of a truth table in the booth, able to raise the ball from some part of the knife power. I don't pick at food, I devour. You think you hot dog, I'm walking around with the sour crowd and onions, buns and ketchup, mustard, relish, wow. I think I'm a fart, everybody die. Off like my pee pee been boarded in Ouija. Be easy, slaughterhouse, this is it.
Slaughterhouse up in this bitch, get your bitch, nickel quick. Joey Crook, you know we shut everybody down. Bitches ain't no club hit, this ain't for no bitches. This a motherfucking stick up quick, everybody down.
Like a leper, it is sexually disowned. The rest of them pretend that they respect me cause I'm blow. Successful in my tenure, making records from the soul with a heavy undertone to fuck everyone you know. I'm smiling, leaning against my knee while overlooking the cliff to see the competition drowning. Cause when push comes to shove, I'm as morally bankrupt as Daniel Day-Lewis. There will be blood, drunk with ambition. My grand vision consists of me pissing on your anthill so that you can't build. These local artists wanna talk about it, nigga. Take subliminal shots on web blogs or they Twitter. I won't even retort what they said. First of all, we have to be on the same level to push me over the edge. If you weren't equal to work, would you disrespect me with one word or lyrically do to you what they physically did to Young Bird?
Break shit, come on, 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 break shit, come on. Shit, these niggas make me wanna break shit, come on, 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 break shit, come on.
Burn, exterminate before these herbs can germinate. You perpetrate ignorance, you deserve your fate. You're not a goon to me. When the fuck was it cool to glorify shooting brothers from your community? You act hard when a mad dog can slow down when you see a squad car. You hypocrites, come on, is you hurt or not? Cause real gangsters kill corrupt politicians and shoot crooked cops. Instead of imitating slaves of the system, snakes that gain strength through wisdom. Instead of resisting crackers about to get you, you turn against your fellow blacks. You know the term for that? House nigga, acting like you got a plethora of hoes. But off the record, quick to get rejected on the lowest type of over manicitis, home alone with the bottle of lotion, mood music, excuse my hands by flies. It's not straight away from the bigger picture, homie, you fake, like anybody who claims they're a real nigga. The lost ain't fit to lead, we'll remove them from they seat by any means. I make me wanna
break shit, come on, 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 break shit, come on. Shit, these niggas make me wanna break shit, come on, break shit, come on, break shit, come on, break shit, come on, break shit, come on. Come on, break shit, come on, break shit, come on.
So we back. Microphone Masters Radio at WebCNN.com. Just real quick to get some of those housekeeping things out of the way, you can hit us up, MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can always follow us on Twitter, MikeMastersRadio on Twitter. I want to hear your thoughts on that Slaughterhouse track, because we play Slaughterhouse and my boy Rocky Tyrade. So I want to hear your thoughts on the Slaughterhouse joint, man.
Dude, I mean, I think it goes without saying. You get Slaughterhouse, you know, you get Black Milk, and put them all on one track. That's why we here, dog. Seriously though, I'm a big fan of Royce da 5'9", period. You know, I'm a big fan of Joel Ortiz. Big fan of Joe Budden. I'm a big fan of Crooked Eye, because these are ill MCs, you know, point blank. And you get them on a Black Milk beat, and you get them just wilding out, going crazy. You cannot lose.
And it's ironic because they had in the most recent cover or edition of the XXL magazine, they had the Slaughterhouse crew and Yellow Wolf and all that stuff. So it just seemed apropos to talk about that right now. But we're going to go into real quick. So it's Black History Month, so we're going to try to set it off correctly and talk about some things. Now, there's a lot of different folks that have affected hip-hop in a number of ways positively. And I want to bring somebody up and see what you think about this. All in terms right. of somebody that's made a mark on hip-hop. Master P. I'm not saying I'm a Master P fan.
No, you're right. The impact of Master P goes beyond just the fact that he's a terrible rapper. Because, Master P straight up had some of the strongest hip-hop heads go out and buy one of his records. You know what I'm saying? I mean, me, I bought Ghetto D. I ain't gonna lie. I hopped in my truck and went and got Ghetto D from Tower Records back in the day when it came out, you know, and I was bumping that. And I think everybody caught on to that for me. Well, not everybody, but, you know, a lot of people caught on to it. Master P made a lot of impact. I mean, No Limit was releasing like a CD a week, you know, and they all had the ugly plastic covers. With the wild colors and all that, and he had the Pen and Pixel graphics.
Pen and Pixel!
That everybody copied for like 10 years. You had every jerk off standing next to, you know, a 67 Bentley limousine with a tiger and a purple Rottweiler sitting next to it with a bunch of diamonds and stuff. You had all that stuff, and people were just going for it. They was buying it because it felt good. But Master P is not an actor though.
No,
we were just like embarrassed to have been forced to watch this movie he just did called The Repo Man or Repos or something like that. It was terrible. If you think every movie Master P's done, terrible. But the man knew what he was doing, and he made a significant impact on hip hop. And for what it's worth, you know, he influenced a lot of the guys that we consider, you know, entrepreneurs and businessmen today.
I agree, especially it's his business acumen. That's what gets me, and that's why I said Master P. Yeah. We're gonna go into real quick. We're gonna go into a couple more tracks because I can't. I'm eager. I'm anxious, man. I feel like fucking Genuine, man. I'm so anxious to get into this Killer Mike interview I sat down with him a little bit earlier in the week. But we're gonna go into a track by Buck Barnabas. The track is called Sin, and then we're also gonna go into a track by Beach Boy. Track is called Long Beach. You see what I'm saying? So then we're gonna go right into the track. Hey man, I think the track is bouncing. Before we go into the Killer Mike interview, we are gonna come back. I'm gonna get your thoughts on both of those tracks, man. But this is Microphone Masters Radio on WCNN Radio. It's Microphone Masters. I'm J Love. He's Blaze Rock. Let's get into it. Yeah.
Sir.
Call this joint right here Sin. You know, change the mood up a little bit. Evolution is sin, man. In my words, my version, my perspective. The birth of sin started in the garden. Adam made the apple first. Half the curse, that's the nurse. Childbearing, that's the worst. Half the church having church. Other half laugh at work. Blasting Kirk Franklin. Speed readers don't know half a verse. Half the church acting church. Dudes chasing after skirts. Cover charge. Ladies free before 11. Half a shirt. Wow, I heard a needle drop. God make the evil stop. Evil doers, hell is waiting. Leave you with my resignation. Whole truth front to back. Bible, nonfiction. No unlimited prescription. God prescribed it as medicinal. Yeah, I believe in this. I'm not the one to reason with. I'm both for Christ, I call him out by name. I don't plead the fifth. Idolatry, fornication, lust, pride, pornography begotten me. I crucified.
by the flesh, I gotta die to me. Camaraderie, the flesh and the spirit got a rivalry. The God in me be fighting the temptation that's inside of me.
Yeah. Sin started in the garden, Adam made the apple first. Half the church having church, other half laugh at work. Whole truth front to back, Bible non-fictional. Whole truth front to back, Bible non-fictional. Sin started in the garden, Adam made the apple first. Half the church having church, other half laugh at work. Whole truth front to back, Bible non-fictional. Whole truth front to back, Bible non-fictional. Sin started in the garden, Adam made the apple first. Half the church having church, other half laugh at work. Whole truth front to back, Bible non-fictional. Whole truth front to back.
Showing everybody you don't take a bird to fly. Just a couple of Kush blunts, hopping out quick, and all you gotta do is turn your head and look once. Henry riding on ya, smoking on some bone, coughing like it's Lamoya. That's how we ride. There be some crazy motherfuckers from east side, that's from the west to north
and the east side.
So keep your eyes open when you come out here. We don't fake, we don't play, we don't front out here. Shit, we done run out of switches, we need to get some more. Just take a left, we in grandma's liquor store. Yeah.
I need a bottle of Tennessee.
It's on the block, it's where we roam.
Back in the hood, that's where we'll be.
It's in the streets where we come.
I be rockin' my city, everywhere the wind blow. I know you heard of my town. We in the Cadillac dippin', smoking while we sippin'. This is how we get down, cause I'm from Long Beach.
Long Beach, baby.
Long Beach,
you know what it is like.
Long Beach,
Long Beach City.
Long Beach,
Long Beach City.
You ain't Beach Boy, bitch, you a fucking imposter. A limp noodle like pasta. We stay rolling, stay smoking like Rastas. And everybody know we some motherfucking monsters. Sun up to sun down, there's money to be made. Grab these bitches and put them on the blaze. See, there's no time for shut eye. Sleep is for the dead man. LB fitted around my skull like a headband. What up to my essays? Shouts to the Blue Dogs. Everybody moving, waiting to trap like U-Haul. That's what it's like, the Long Beach life. Throwing it up, not giving a fuck. That's right.
I need a bottle of Hennessy.
It's on the block, it's where we roam.
Back in the hood, that's where we'll be.
It's in the streets where we come.
I be rockin' my city, everywhere the wind blow. I know you heard of my town. We in the Cadillac dippin', smoking while we sippin'. This is how we get down, cause I'm from Long Beach.
Long Beach, baby.
Long Beach,
you know what it is like.
Long Beach,
Long Beach City.
Long Beach,
Long Beach City.
Put your glass on up, my nigga, we ain't here to play. Let me throw that up,
come on.
I'ma have you throwin' things, cause I'm a Long Beach rider. The city is beyond us, my niggas go against the grain. We Cadillac dippin', Hennessy sippin', we Long Beach.
I be rockin' my city, everywhere the wind blow. I know you heard of my town. We in the Cadillac dippin', smokin' while we sippin'. This is how we get down, cause I'm from Long Beach.
Long Beach, baby.
Long Beach,
you know what it is like.
Alright, we are back. We are back. It's Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. Make sure you check out all DubCNN Radio, the DubCNN Radio Network. You know, there's two shows. We are the stalwarts. We are setting the trends. So make sure you support Fridays and Mondays. Make sure you tell your friends to tell a friend. But so let me get your thoughts, man. Because the Buck Barnabas, the dude is actually he's a Christian rapper. And I don't mind. When I came across the track, I thought, that's dope. Now tell me about what you think about the Beach Boy track.
Okay, now I'm going to say this. When I first saw the name Buck Barnabas, right?
Yeah.
I immediately thought that this guy has to be a Christian rapper. I figured he had to
really?
Be spitting. Yeah, and I'm gonna say, I'll tell you why. Cause we do a Shiloh Apostolic Church. I do Fresh Thursdays, which it's an event on Thursdays where we kind of throw some fun into learning about the Bible and Word and everything. So one of the things that we've been doing is the Book of Acts, and in the Book of Acts, of course, Barnabas is one of the is an instrumental character because he actually is Paul's first Christian friend. Now, without all that background, it's interesting when I saw Buck Barnabas, because you just don't see people randomly use a name like Barnabas. You know what I'm saying? So I just automatically cued in on it. And I think it's dope. I also like the fact that you can have gospel rap or Christian rap or whatever you want to call it, you know, you can have that without it being, you know, so heavy-handed, or, you know, without actually like supersized mallet hitting you over the head with, you know, with the gospel or with the word. And that's why, you know, that's one of the reasons I like a guy like Lecrae, you know, who spits what he's spitting. He's still telling you what he's trying to tell you, but it isn't so heavy-handed that you feel like, ah, come on, dog. So I think that's, I mean, I think that's great. You know, the Beach Boy track I thought was cool. I mean, I had no argument with it, but at the same time, it just seems sort of routine, if you will. You know, it's kind of a, it's a sound that we keep hearing over and over. There's nothing really over the top unique about it, but it's still, you know, it's still a dope track.
So yeah, I'm glad. So we don't care. We said before in our first in episode one that we, whether it's East Coast, West Coast, if it's dope, we're gonna play it. So that's how we do a Microphone Master. So speaking of playing, we want to get into the conversation that we had, that I had a little bit earlier in the week with Killer Mike. I think you're gonna enjoy it. Dude is really, really on some intellectual stuff, but talented dude. So without further ado, we're gonna get into the first part of the two-part interview or conversation with Killer Mike.
Right on.
And we are back. It's Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com, DubCNN Radio Network. He's Blaze Rock. I'm Jay Love. Make sure that you let us know what you think about the show. Hit us up at MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. But that song that we just came back from, that's Ready, Set, Go featuring T.I. I'm going to tell you, Blaze, that track, I love that track.
Yeah, man. There ain't nothing else to be said, straight up. You know what I'm saying? It's simplicity in its illness. That's all I got to go with.
And so without further ado, we're going to get into the second part of the Killer Mike conversation. We like to say conversation, not interview. So I think you're going to like this. So we're going to get back into a Killer Mike on DubCNN Radio Network. It's Microphone Masters. I'm Jay Love. He's Blaze Rock. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters on DubCNN Radio. Hey, it's a pleasure to sit down with you, man. How you doing? For sure. So I want to hopefully, you know, I really want to get let fans of you know about you, man. So I want to, you know, as artists, you're always so focused on each project and really the grind, especially you being having the type of mindset that you have. But when was the last time you smiled and really kind of sat back and enjoyed some of the fruits of your labor, man?
Time I look at a woman, every time I look at my children, every time I know that my grandmother is taken care of and good, every time I know both my sisters are great, you know what I mean? Every time my dad calls me just to check on his son, I smile every single day. Now, enjoying the fruits of my labor, I haven't quite gotten around to, just because this career that I'm in now, you know, I've really had two rap careers, one as an understudy of sorts, and the second one as an independent artist. So being independent, you're always kind of working from the proverbial death ground, like you're working because you believe in it and it's dope, but you're also trying not to let your dream die. So you always kind of work from a defensive place. And Pledge, this new Pledge is really my first album that is an inspiring, but not from an underdog perspective. It really is from the, you know, I won. It worked. Wow. Oh, shit. I can't believe it. It's not a lot of money. You know what I mean? So it's an interesting place to finally be able to it's good to be able to send a woman to buy a Louis Vuitton purse. Just kept piggybacking off. Right, you know what I mean? It's good to be able to after a few Christmases where things, you know, got real trim and your kids, you know, stayed down, it's good to be able to, you know, just bless them with a plethora of things. It's good to be able to, when, you know what I mean, your grandmother who raised you when you were, you know, naked and couldn't take care of yourself as a child, it's good to be able to return that to that person. So, you know, that enjoying the fruits of my labor by being able to help people and do good things for people that have really helped me along the way, I've enjoyed that. But, you know, I'm probably going to buy a Mercedes in a few months.
I heard
Yeah, well, that's cool. Now, one of the things being, you mentioned about having kind of two careers, so to speak, having to obviously being on that independent grind. So now you tell me if I'm right or wrong, because obviously I just want to hear your perspective on it. But to be on that independent side, you definitely have to have a vision. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. If you don't, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to quit. Yeah.
Okay. So talk about how.
LP and I were talking.
Okay.
LP and I were talking. And he was like, man, you know, at some point, you don't know if it's because it's your dream and it's dope and you believe in it, or if it's just to spite motherfuckers who say you can't. But either way it goes, you just push on. So I think, you know, being independent is like that. It's a mix of being passionate and vehement that what I say is equal to an important and artistic dopeness as what Kanye has done, as what Wayne has done, as what T.I. has done, as what Outkast or Jay-Z has done, and I have to fight the good fight to get that known. I saw Scarface fight the good fight before he was recognized. I saw UGK fight. I saw every artist I just named fight the good fight. So my thing is, if I believe in my music to the capacity that those people I just named did, you have to passionately will yourself to do it. And the flip side is, if you get shitted on, hate on, cast out, looked down upon, like all those people I just named, if it has to happen a unique way for you, whether it's Jay-Z being 26 years old or Kanye West being on a label founded by an underdog, yet he's the underdog, whether it's Outkast being the first really group out of the South to make the mark they've made, whether it's any of those things, you gotta come from either a very loving place of like, I know this can change and do dope shit, or a very mean place like, you know, I'm not going to be denied. And, you know, the first two pledges have been from that place, and this is the first pledge that's from a place of, you know, I made it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be a boss, I am one. And so it brings a whole new depth to my music, and I'm excited to be sharing it.
Okay. The world ain't ready. The world ain't ready.
One for the.
All right, Killer Kill. Hit him. Get ready, let's go, homeboy. Nigga ball in your court, my nigga. Take that shot, man. Let's get it, man.
You gon' respect this hustle. Ready, set, go. Ricky niggas get right or get low. Ready, set, go. Ricky niggas get right or get low.
I know the streets about tired of this weak shit. Okay. Your style been ran through like a freak bitch. The pussy club got you angry, what you frequent. Air hard ass nigga in your sequence. Might as well shop at Victoria's Secret. Apple gift wrap, you some I love pink shit. Rent due and y'all niggas to link with. You better find another nigga to link with. Cause the nigga you link with's a lie fool. I used to bully that monkey nigga in high school. Sit at the lunch table, steal and eat his damn food. The pretty girls, they say Michael a damn fool. I get my work on and get my flirt on. I say fuck him, he a pussy, put a skirt on.
Bitch nigga, think I remember you nigga. Make
I say fuck him, he a pussy, put a skirt on.
Ready, set, go. Ready, niggas get right or get low. Ready, set, go. Ready, niggas get right or get low. Get low. Get right. Call him Killer Kill from the villa. Get right. Call him Killer Kill from the villa.
The age of narcotics, which means I'm dope like the pills you swallow. Down by law, I lead, don't follow. Grind time, grand hustle, and funny wobble. I remain in the game to break lanes off. Some of them sensitive and some too soft. The hood been forced to fuck with y'all by default. But now the truth here, the bullshit cuts off. This is real, homie. No fake, no filler. 100% grade A killer. Something like the pits that I keep in Villa Rica. But I'ma be quiet cause they might pick ya. Might catch Mike with a light, Mike Vicker. Some purple kush that'll get me high like like a missile. Smoking one deep, homie, cause I don't fuck with ya. Sincerely from the hustle and grind time official.
Yeah, 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 yeah. If you respect that nigga, you respect that nigga. Fuck nigga, it grind time. It grind hustle, sell it, heal, let him be a one of the king. Ready, set, go. Make niggas get right or get low. What? Ready, set, go. Make niggas get right or get low. Get low, get right, right. Call him Killer Kill from the Villa B. Right,
Alabama, nigga.
No, get right, right.
Niggas zone six as well, homeboy. You know what's happening. Yeah, yeah. The niggas who pulled have been running this shit, then start running this shit, partner. You understand? Motherfucker, ain't nothing you can do about it, homie. You better motherfucker keep
it. Okay, I like to hear, man. Now, speaking of obviously the new album that's coming out, now talk about with the way that the. There's kind of been a paradigm shift in a lot of ways with the record industry. So talk about your expectations. Have you had to kind of adjust your expectations when it comes to what a successful album is? Talk about what you expect going forward, especially from the new project.
Well, as an artist, a successful album for me has been a gold album that I can make money off of. As an independent artist, a successful album to me has been moving about 50,000 or so independent records, keeping costs very low and being able to see profit within the first 90 and 180 days.
Right.
So success for me is the woman being able to go and buy the Louis purse at the same time the platinum rapper's girlfriend does. You know, I don't want to be famous and broke. I've been famous and broke. I want to have a musical legacy that stands the test of time and make a grip of money doing.
Okay. Now finish.
That is my definition of success. I want a 23-year career like Scarface, and I want money like Jay Prince.
I heard
Maybe
that.
Maybe I'm ambitious.
I like that. Well, speaking of ambitious, so let's say, finish this sentence for me. 5 years from now, Killer Mike will be successful because...
He diversified and used his musical influence beyond music.
Okay, I like that. So what's something that a fan would love would just never expect to know that you either some music you listen to, maybe something that some hobby that you have, what's something to give them a little peek behind the curtain of the artist a little bit?
I am as artistically nerdy as Kanye West. I've spent my entire high school career as an art magnet major.
Okay.
Probably saved my life. So in the midst of me trapping and dope dealing and doing a lot of stuff, I had a wonderful teacher, where a crew of teachers named Miss Bishop, Mr. Murray, and Miss Renfro, that made sure, you know, artistically I was just on top. Like, I studied at the High Museum of Art for, you know, specialized advanced classes. And I am an art nerd. I belong to the High Museum. I just left the Dolly exhibit yesterday. A few weeks ago. I just went on looking at some African sculptures up there yesterday. But I absolutely love it. Like, I love photography. I'm an art nerd. I love art and very, you know, stuff that would be considered not very rappery.
Along those lines, it's kind of funny because I don't have the training that you do, but I mean I see art and I appreciate it. But what makes a good piece of art for you? What do you gravitate towards? I know there are different types of periods of art and all that. So what do you gravitate towards? What catches your eye most?
I don't have a particular, you know, medium that I love. Like, the ones that probably struck me the most in studying was, like, impressionism was really, really was dope, and cubism was always impressive. Cubism is kind of why I did the Underground Atlanta photo that way. Like, when it was being described to me, I was like, so you mean like cubist art? Yeah, I'm all on board for that.
Okay.
But I would say probably my what I love about the art from my time and my day is growing up in an era where pop art existed. Like growing up post Warhol and growing up past that, I got to see the influences that I saw on the street, like graffiti, like an urban landscape and environment. I got to see those people make that readily available. So in my artistic experience, I see artists like Hintz here in Atlanta, who's a graffiti artist, equally as an important as an artist like Foxwoman, who's another artist down here in Atlanta. So I got a chance because of hip-hop to see kind of street art and high art meshed up in this hodgepodge of stuff. So the pop art out of the 80s and 90s kind of did that for me. I've been blessed to live in the time to see it.
I like that, man. So speaking of art, I want to obviously talk about your art, so the new album that's coming out. So tell folks kind of what they can expect to hear, maybe just what your vision or how this project is. So the floor is yours. Talk about the project, man.
I can't really, and this is almost suicide. I can't explain what it is. I'm going to just say that this pledge is the best music I've ever made. And I make, with every album, almost in an eerie way, like Outkast, it's gotten better. I really feel like this is my magnum opus. I feel like I took soul music that you traditionally heard, interestingly enough, like you traditionally heard soul samples out of northern artists, right?
Yeah.
I took soul samples and just brought them all the way back southern, and not like typical southern beats. I mean, we have crazy wordplay from people like Ric Flair on songs that are going to, if you grew up in the 80s and 90s in the South, it's just a different experience than growing up on the East and West Coast. So you're going to get that. I got records like My Mercedes that literally is just writer music to the degree that Too Short made writer music. So like with every other pledge, it really was external album. It was me thinking or trying to surpass or accomplish something. It was me inspiring people. With every other, I pledge allegiance to the, it was about the people, the movement, the motivation. Pledge is a very personal album because you get to see all my influences. You get to see the people I like to listen to. I got Gucci Jeezy on here. I got Boots from the Coupe getting on a remix and Big Boy getting on a remix. You get to hear the production style that I love, whether it's Smith and Cash, with classically what we do with That's Life 2 and So Glorious. You get to hear me do a lot of stuff over live instrumentation, which I've never gotten to do. This album is filled nearly every song with live instrumentation, compliments of the Mad Violinist and the band Symphony Crack. So I really just got to make a boss-ass album, a real album that represented all my influences from the 80s, 90s, and the records that my mom would play from the 70s and stuff. I really think it's probably, in an abstract way, my most personal album.
Nice. I like that, man. So when can folks be expecting to hear it? I know you kind of working on putting the finishing touches on right now, right?
Yeah, March 22nd is the date that we've been tossing around. I hope we make it. If it doesn't make March 22nd, it's going to be April 19th because my birthday is 420.
That's what's up. So you
won't take no other day.
So that makes you, what is that? That makes you an Aries, right?
Yeah, it actually makes me born on the cusp. In personality, I'm probably a full-fledged Aries. In matters of money, I'm an all-day Taurus.
Okay, I'm a Taurus too, so we on the same page there, man. So, yeah, I appreciate it, man. I hope this is the first of many conversations, man. Microphone Masters, Killer Mike, I appreciate it.
Well, no, don't doubt, man. Everybody hit me up on Twitter, Mike_Bigga. That goes for you too. You can, I'm always on Twitter. That's me, unless my computer's down, which it has been. Facebook, Killer Mike GTO. I really want to know what people think about my music. So, if you're a commenter out there, if you just read the blog, if you go check it out, make sure you post up something.
Microphone Masters Radio on WCNN.com. Yeah, we are back. So that was the Killer Mike conversation, man. So I like Killer Mike. I want to get him back on the show, man. Tell me what you think.
Yo, man, I've been a fan of Killer Mike for a long time, and not just because of his music, but because the guy's just an intelligent dude. I mean, and you know, like I know, and P people gonna hate what I'm about to say, but you know, a lot of hip hop artists are about as, you know, as deep as a cardboard box when it comes to, you know, the mind and being able to have a conversation and have something intelligent to say, you know. And so I think I really appreciate the fact that you have an artist who is intelligent, you know, and willing to actually elaborate on his thoughts and, you know, and has opinions and, you know, and has something going for him more so than just here, buy my album, let me shove it down your throat. So, I mean, I'm a big supporter of artists like that, and it doesn't hurt. The dude's a beast on the mic anyway, so it, you know, so it goes nowhere for me to have to say, you know, people should be out there supporting artists like this, because ultimately that's exactly what an artist is supposed to be. It's supposed to be something with some dimension, some depth, and Killer Mike's that dude.
And we would like to, the same thing goes when you think of artists and when you think of athletes. Because just because somebody is on TV all the time doesn't mean when you put a microphone in front of them or a recorder in front of them that they are going to say some profound things.
Well, absolutely. I mean, on top of that, you got to remember that half these fools are retarded, and they've rehearsed everything that they're doing and saying, you know. So then when you catch them where they haven't had the opportunity to rehearse it and go over it, then you start to recognize that stupidity is right there. Nah, but I mean, sometimes you just have to look a little deeper than what's being shown, and you know, I mean, that's what it is.
So without further ado, we're gonna get back into it. We got another Killer Mike joint. It's called Burn. So we wanna get into that. And also Mac 10, Glasses Malone, they got a project that's gonna be coming out. It's I'm not sure the name of the project, but we got a track. It's called Money Drunk. It's featuring Red Cafe and Joffrey. Also have one by my dude Topic, real talented dude, called Round and Round. So we want to get into it. We're going to get a triple shot here on Microphone Masters. Let's get into it. Microphone Masters Radio, WCNN.com, WCNN Radio Network. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Can't get a job, but I can get arrested. Thought shit was changing with this black president shit. My bitch got me fucked up, going to get tested. Cause while I was locked up, she was living wrecked. Just another ordeal a real nigga gotta deal with. If you on the bottom right now, you gotta feel this. I know that you're frustrated and you wanna kill shit. Stockpile your weapons, cause that day just might come real quick.
This motherfucker. I will bomb this motherfucker down.
Minutes later, protesters then took over the intersection at 14th and Broadway in a standoff with police. The crowd continued to express their outrage over the shooting death of Oscar Grant.
They say the cop wrote a letter apologizing to Oscar. Guess they say I'm wrong, cause I still say drop them. Police in the ghetto, they is killing niggas daily. But when we get to busing back, they say that we crazy. Prisons overcrowded and schools is too. Cause they undereducate you and got a place for you. Yeah, niggas go to prison in new wage slavery. Now you knowing why they undereducate your baby.
This motherfucker down. I will burn this motherfucker down.
Your vote, my vote, your vote never was broke.
They say get a job. Think and grow rich, but what are you to do when the dollar ain't worth shit and the jobs ain't hiring? Unemployment is gone, they gon' repo your car and foreclose your home. Me, I suggest you get yourself a shotgun, so when they come to evict, you can make them run. The banks got bailed out, but we still suffering, so I got a gun, cause I done had enough of them.
This motherfucker down, I will.
Yeah.
Down.
No.
They say love Jesus and listen to your pastor, but Jesus told the truth and the pastor's a lying bastard. All he talk about is economic elevation, and all Jesus talked about was soul salvation. Jesus sat with the sick and he walked with the poor, and if he gave blood for our sins, why we giving more? I got some gangster disciples in church with me tonight, with $5 worth of gas and a matchbook of life.
To this shit, nigga, I'm loaded. Fucking loaded, nigga. If I had to take one of them breath tests right now on my mama, I would fail, nigga. What you know about it, homie? Fuck a black car, fuck a black car. Couple hundred thou buried in my backyard. Between the Benz and the Jacks, talking 20 G. Kinda stacks won't fit inside them skinny jeans. Nah, I mean, ounce paper got me buzzing. Galley money got me getting carried by my cousin. Tried to quit but fell victim to a hangover. Cakeaholic, how the fuck these niggas function sober? First time I made a buck, felt it kicking in. They go another check, I'm getting sick again. Feeling nauseous, dog, call a cab for me. Oh, I'ma get a DUI from all this cash on me. You getting cash, show me, cause I can't really tell. You see my hustle sick, it got me looking pale. Like I'm finna Earl, all in the blue Chevelle. Glaze eyes lay behind brand new Chanel.
Yeah, this money got me leaning to the side.
You can't listen to me, girl, that's that money talk. You can't listen to me, girl, that's that money talk. You can't listen to me, girl, that's that money talk. That's that money talk, man, bitch, I'm money drunk.
I put the wood on the map and you can think it's irrational, but thank me for taking Sue Whoop International. 1-0, cold with a kilo. Still load up the ego and jerk up the Rego. Place your order with the West Side Hero. Push water so fast you can call me a speedboat. New Jack City niggas call me Nino. Send birds out of town, nothing less than a Cino. For life, nigga, you can call this the sequel. Mac Diamond homes and there is no equal. I gas a chick up and use nothing but diesel. Make her pockets hit bottoms like an all-net free throw. Lewis the 13 straight with no coke. Met a Cali Kush, I like the way it smoke. And 100 pounds of that, I had a whole house stunk. Now I'm stumbling over money, so I guess I'm money drunk, huh?
Yeah, this money got me leaning to the side. Drunk all day, got me throwing it in.
You can't listen to me, girl, that's that money talk. You can't listen to me, girl, that's that money talk. You can't listen to me, girl, that's that money talk. That's that money talk, man, bitch, I'm money drunk.
Flow through the city on my own nuts. I be laying on bread, that's cold cuts, huh? On this game, I done soaked up. Fucking with the West Coast homies, I done rose up. Zoom in, get a close up. I look like money, I'm finna roll up. Finna light up, put it in the air. Fuck y'all doing, we getting money over here. Now I'm top shelf, make the Glock melt. Now I play with water, yeah, Mike Phelps. That's the Arm & Hammer man doing math. Drunk off money, no chase, just cash. Ha ha, make a nigga laugh. Who banging bitch, 10 million a stash. Money coming like a horny chick. Cream, not the type you mix coffee with, yeah.
Yeah, this money got me leaning to the side. Drunk all day, got me throwing it in the sky. Motherfucker, I'm here. So much scratch, got me itching all day, yeah.
You can't listen to me, girl, that's that money talk. You can't listen to me, girl, that's that money talk. You can't listen to me, girl, that's that money talk. That's that money talk, that's that money talk.
Presented by Boss Life World Inc. In association with the Will to Win. Hey.
Round and round a nigga go, I'm perfecting the flow. Do what it takes to blow, but will I blow? Nobody knows.
Nobody
never
knows.
Paid to be the slow poke, so I be grinding. When I was broke, nobody gave a fuck, but I was grinding.
Hey.
The simple Simons couldn't see my vision. And when them suckers sold out, I kept my independence. Authentic from the West, but not major flagging. But I'm a gangster, so they jumping on the bandwagon. Like a magnet, streets attracted to this real shit. Niggas hate, but bitches all up on the deals, nigga. Hood talking, who is Topic really signed with? Don't worry who, just know I'm sticking to the manuscript. They so sick cause I'm moving like a U-Haul. Just think I started eight balls like a pool hall. Now every move that Dime make is up echelon. She gave herself to me, she riding, that's my debutante. Let's talk about the paper that we about to capture. Don't bring them other niggas up because they ain't no factor. They saying power's in the name, well I'm Topic Masters. Cause I studied and practiced, now the game master. You ain't gonna tell me you don't feel the authenticity. Take my time in my line of work, there ain't no rushing history.
Okay.
This is the victory lap, start of a legacy. Right now I'm on my Will Smith, I am legend B.
Spell it out.
O, double S.
We are the West.
Kept my chest icy as a hockey ref.
Yes.
With a fresh low-cut Caesar. Just a king on his salad, I'm a young Caesar. Belief is a word proven by your actions. What kind of bitch-ass nigga be mad you proactive? Guess it's the nature of the hate or the doubt. To their surprise, I'm out that rubble standing tall as Yao. My nigga, time to eat, turn to profit. This is what it sounds like when no, it's not an option. Plate full of spaghetti, parmesan, and pastas. No pork, pigs don't fly straight, awesome.
Hush till the sun goes down while the world goes. Let them haters do what they do. Can't nobody make you stay down when I was upside down. Still the world goes. Let them haters do what they do. Can't nobody make you.
Success is nothing more than the ability to go from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. See, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. Yet an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Which one are you as the world goes round and round? Boss
it
like
is Black History Month. This is Microphone Masters Radio. You know we got to brand it. I'm Jay Love. That's Blaze Rock. So Blaze Rock, Mr. Minister Rock, Black History Month. So I want, give me somebody who you think has made a profound difference or left an indelible mark in the hip hop.
All right, I'm gonna hit y'all with the evil joke. Sean Puffy Combs.
Ooh. All right.
All right. Now okay. the reason I say it, and I say it kind of along the same lines as you did for Master P. You got to think about the fact that Puffy basically took hip hop to the point where everybody was really trying to be involved with hip hop. You know what I'm saying? The shiny suits, the, you know, of course, Big, Total, Craig Mack, Faith Evans, just on down the line with hits after hits for this long period of time, of which, when you think about it, that's when everybody really started trying to pay up for rappers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when 90, 95, 96, 97, 98 area, all of a sudden it became, you know, lucrative to be in hip hop. And I mean, yeah, hip hop had been popular and had been growing in popularity up to that point. But I really believe during that period of time is when it became popular. And if you really think about it, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing a Puffy song or seeing him or seeing a Bad Boy artist or something that he had something to do with. And if you look at it right now in 2011, it's still kind of the same way. He pops up somehow everywhere and lends some kind of commercial credibility, you know, to hip hop that we don't always agree with, but it, you know, it is, you know, he's had a significant impact on hip hop. And going back to the trendsetter thing, you know, Puffy and them, Bad Boy pretty much made it acceptable to pop bottles in your videos, and it made it acceptable to, you know, rock the Coogee sweaters and the Kangols, and, you know, and to dress like a G, you know, in your videos, and you could smile and dance and have 100 chicks in your videos and whatever. And, you know, ultimately the Roots, you know, satired a lot of what Pip, what Puffy and them did. But I mean, the dude has an impact. He's crazier than a bird, but it's, you know, I think he made a significant impact on hip hop. And as a black dude, you know, you really can't look at him as anything but inspirational.
I think you bring up some valid points, and I think that's the biggest thing. Oftentimes, when it comes to looking at the impression or the mark that somebody leaves, you try to look for people that maybe fit into the box that you have created, the nice little neat box. And I like that. I like that, Puffy, because I think from an entrepreneurial standpoint, just from a music standpoint, I mean, he definitely changed the game and opened up a lot of doors, and whether, depending on how people use them, that's a subject for debate, but I agree with that, man. So I like that.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna go into something real quick. This artist named Soulfully Me. It's a little bit more. We're gonna slow it down and ease it back a little bit. It's called Destined to Shine. And then also we're gonna take it back up a notch with Illiteracy, and it's called Money. So it's Microphone Masters Radio. We're gonna come back with our part of the shots. We hope you all had a good time, because, man, we had our first guest, Chillin' Mike, all that good stuff. So, anyway, Soulfully Me, then Illiteracy. It's Microphone Masters Radio. He is Blaze Rock. I'm Jay Love. Come on.
Yes, sir. Soulfully Me.
Yeah, I'm feeling destined to shine. Yeah, waiting for my moment. I'm feeling destined to shine. Confessions of a college kid.
Waiting for my moment.
Yeah, confessions of a college kid. Yeah. Hey, I'm not shining yet, but you can see a little glow, a laser. It's funny how I'm regular. Your neighbor with the skills that can kill any beat, and I will. So instilled is it's real, and at times that I feel that I'm destined. I see these other artists in the lead, but they resting, relaxing. I'm relaxing, thinking deep through these times. So what I seek is always hard to find, but I'm searching and I'm certain that my stars will align like constellations. And so I asked the Lord to please give me patience, some virtues, maybe just a sign. And maybe he knew that I was destined to shine, but not in this limelight. My time is not right now, but in the meantime I write it all down. You see me on this journey or an odyssey, probably see some trials, tribulations, last a while. But what doesn't break me just seems to always make me. And lately I'm feeling destined to shine. Yeah, hey, I'm feeling destined to shine. I'm on that, ready to grind, I'm ready to shine. I'm on top of this world and I'm feeling this mind. Derailed, never that, can't believe I fell on that. Just a youngin' in this world with a dream and all of that. I'm on that, ready to grind, I'm ready to shine. I'm on top of this world and I'm feeling this mind. Derailed, never that, can't believe I fell on that. Just a youngin' in this world with a dream and all of that. Yeah, I see these other cats with they deals, talking about they swag. Why you rap about them things that you ain't never had? That's so typical, that's critical. Got big dreams, and every one of y'all sounds so predictable. Impossible to me, yeah, it always seems, but impossible is possible. You just got a dream, just grab it, just grasp it. It's all from within. I see my sunrise, hope to never see it set in. Yeah, hey, yeah. See my horizon, see that I'm rising, surprising everybody on the scene. I'm just a college kid, just trying to chase a dream, so just listen. I can see it in my visions, listen. Into my words, you can tell it is a difference, unique. So I speak through my soul, through the beat, and frankly, yeah, I'm feeling destined to shine, yeah. Hey, I'm feeling destined to shine, yeah. Hey, I'm feeling destined to shine. I'm on that, ready to grind, I'm ready to shine. I'm on top of this world and I'm feeling this mind. Derailed, never that, can't believe I fell on that. Just a youngin' in this world with a dream and all of that. I'm on that, ready to grind, I'm ready to shine. I'm on top of this world and I'm feeling this mind. Derailed, never that, can't believe I fell on that. Just a youngin' in this world with a dream and all of that. Waiting on my moment, I was destined to shine. Yeah, hey, oh yeah, I'm ready to grind, ready to shine. Hey, is y'all ready to shine? Hey, is y'all ready to grind? Yeah, let go. Yeah, let's take it home. Yeah, let's take it home. Yeah, confessions of a college kid. Yeah, confessions of a college kid.
Yo,
penny for your thoughts, but the buck stops here if you really love to talk. What are your words worth? $1 million ideas don't earn a dime without making your verbs work. Trying to be the brim on the salary cap, reality, that job shuffling turds first. Unless you're born with the silver reading utensil, feeding into things that make the world worse. It ain't about where you come from, everybody just trying to get to the lump sums. Talk is cheap, ignore when they bump gums, cause you either getting bread or the bun crumbs. Hunger for the dough, wanna get to know some politicos, defunct ones, and a bunch of those. But cats go silly with the guac, chilly with the rocks, target for the million the drops. Funny how the slang for funding is words for the names of sustenance. Everybody gotta eat, so imagine the beef over cheese like inverted QPs at a Mickey D's. Hash, shrooms, heroin and brownies, mask, tool, on and out of town spree. It's clear who's running our surroundings. Cash, rules, everything around me. Yeah.
Now, let's see, it's lettuce and cream cheese cosmetic, cause it makes the unsightly sexy medicine. Well, I feel better when I have it. That's why I'm always bitter, buying lotto tickets, scratching. Have it, give it away with tax brackets and acts of subtracting. Well, if you stack your cake, it's bittersweet. Definite economy's breath. Here's times when it seems asthmatic. Fact is, it acts as a muscle relaxer. I seem spasmatic if I don't have plastic. Makes women safe to the jury, he raped her. The NBA player, thanks to a few sheets of paper. Say what you want, but it brings your demons to the surface. Most common reason, person contemplate murder. Certain, it comes, stays, then vacates. You lost, wondering why you can't keep it with your size. Mixing your keys and cells pressed up against your thighs. And sad what determines a man's wealth is
money.
That's some bull, we just rabbits running after green vegetables for that.
So it's a full show, Microphone Masters Radio. So real quick, I'm going to do the rundown real quick. You can follow us on Twitter, Mike Masters Radio. You can hit us up on the email, MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can obviously make sure you come to DoveCNN.com. That's where you're going to get the freshest interviews, all these things that are going on, listening to the dopest music. So DoveCNN.com should be your definite one-stop shop. We got some big things going on here at Microphone Masters Radio. Blaze, I want to let one cat out of the bag. For those of you that don't know about Windy Day Rap Coalition, Windy Day is going to be a part of Microphone Masters as kind of a contributor on occasion. So we are so happy to announce that. That's going to be going down. And we have some real big, other big things going on. But it's Microphone Masters Radio, man. So parting shots, Mr. Blaze Rock, Mr. Minister Rock, Mr. Mercy Killer, all that, man. What's going on? So send them out.
Man, I'm going to just say that, you know, we are still very appreciative of the people that are joining the show. We also are continuing to alter our format and adjust and make changes because we want it to be an entertaining experience for everyone involved. But more importantly, man, I'm just glad to be involved in hip-hop in 2011. It's a resurgence. It's one of those things that, you know, everybody should be excited about what we're about to do. You know, not us personally. I mean, we as in hip-hop are about to do. So I think it goes without saying that we have, you know, a lot of options and a lot of things going on. So I'm excited. But, you know, I have to say, though, real quick, I mean, this is off topic. And, you know, LeBron hit like 51 tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a little upset that the Cardinals are not in the playoffs right now. You know, I represent that bird sometimes, all the time. But I'm saying number two or five or whatever number it is, it's a lot of dope hip-hop coming out really soon. March, April, there's going to be a lot of dope hip-hop. And I'm just excited to be a part of it, man. I'm just happy to be here. Yeah.
Hey, man, to be honest with you, and we had every... It's to peek into our world. Every few months, Blaze and I, we have conversations about the state of hip-hop. Not as if we're trying to be the keepers of the flame or some gatekeepers, but we just talk about what we're excited about. And sometimes, oftentimes, we say there's not really much that we're excited about, except for maybe the one or two artists that we really feel. And his is not Damn My Soul. And
never.
I think, really, it's the last month or two, I've really started to become much more see a light at the end of that tunnel, because there's a focus not more on lyrics, because it's one thing to say lyrics, but if the beat is whack, then it doesn't make any sense. But there's I think the game is really starting to take it up another level, and we are happy to be a part of it.
So I agree with that.
So Microphone Masters Radio, make sure you tell a friend, tell a friend. Mondays is when you can check us out. Make sure you check out Dub CNN Radio on Fridays as well. We're going to leave you with this, a dude by the name of Focus. The track is called I Want to Live Good, featuring Olu Dara. So this Microphone.
That's Nas Daddy, man.
Exactly, for y'all that don't know. So it's got a little bit of a jazzy feel. So we figure it's a fitting point. It's Black History Month, y'all. Let's celebrate. So it's Microphone Masters Radio. I'm Jay Love, and he is...
Blaze Ra.
Peace.
You know, life can get real tricky sometimes.
Two step.
Regardless, you got to make sure you always prepare.
Everybody say, hey.
Yeah, that's right. I want to look good.
Hey.
Right.
That's why I never let a hater mess up my night.
Never.
Dust off my shoulders, push it to the wayside. Forget about the problems, I'ma throw them to the wayside. I wanna live good, I wanna live right. That's why I never let a hater mess up my night.
Never.
Dust off my shoulders, push it to the wayside. Forget about the problems, I'ma throw them to the wayside.
Yo, 500 Benzo, sitting on Lorenzo's. You can see me when you look inside the window. I'm a visionary, so I'm always thinking big, yo. Gotta dream big so you can win big. Bro, never mind a hater, they gon' hate anyway. Sippin' on a cup of Coca-Cola with some Hennessy. Tell a bartender, send some bottles, we got plenty, kid. Sittin' with some people that could make that money escalate. Toast to the good life, no more living hard now. Made it out the ghetto and I made my mama so proud. Look up to the sky, I don't see no more gray clouds. Ain't a better feeling than seeing your kid smile. Trips to the tropic, flying non-stop with nothing but the clothes on my back, that's how we rockin'. Used to not having no money in my pocket, but all last change, cause we poppin'.
I wanna live good, I wanna live right. That's why I never let a hater mess up my night. Dust off my shoulders, push it to the wayside. Forget about the problems, I'ma throw them to the wayside. I wanna live good, I wanna live right. That's why I never let a hater mess up my night. Dust off my shoulders, push it to the wayside. Forget about the problems, I'ma throw them to the wayside.
Yeah. Yo, doing real good, living like I should. Doing everything they said I never would. Life is a gamble, so be careful you don't crap out. Black card, so it's unlikely that I'm maxed out. No limitations, I can purchase what I wanna. 5-bedroom, mini mansion with a sauna. Rolling up, blowing on that sticky marijuana. We came a long way from hustling on the corners. Now it's big everything, everything is beautiful. Looking fresh from my head down to the cuticles. I think about all the wild things that I used to do. Amazing what sacrifice and hard work could do for you. Time for a change, block the sun rays. Out my eyes, thankful just to see another day. When times get tough, ain't it feel like you inside a maze? Focusing, you will find your way.
I wanna live good, I wanna live right. That's why I never let a hater mess up my night. Dust off my shoulders, push it to the wayside. Forget about the problems, I'ma throw them to the wayside. I wanna live good, I wanna live right. That's why I never let a hater mess up my night. Dust off my shoulders, push it to the wayside. Forget about the problems, I'ma throw them to the wayside. First you gotta dream it, then you gotta see it. After that, put your mind to it and achieve it. You can do it.